League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Meat stuff.
You just got really boring in the middle of it.
I'm not a rude person. I'm not
a rude person.
Why are y'all doing that to me?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's John and Lance.
Corporate Palatown.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you? May not be right for some.
Meat stuff.
One man is born, he's a man of means. Let alone come to, they got nothing but genes.
Why are y'all doing that to me?
They got different strokes and things. Different strokes and things. Different strokes to move the world. Different strokes and things.
Different strokes.
All right.
Different strokes to move the world.
You made a comment yesterday that... Oh, you made a comment, I'm sorry, last segment about that Michael Connor and Josh Beard didn't come in, but despite all the black ice all over the roadways for us, we marched in.
Well, because we're not soft.
No.
Manly men, I like
to call actually us. I actually put on ice skates and I skated here.
You would die.
Oh my God. Black ice.
He would die.
I want to see that.
He couldn't get out of his front.
No. I want to see that.
I do like speed skaters do, where you turn your skate sideways to get a lot of push so you can go fast.
You can't even walk like that.
Yeah.
I actually do walk kind of duck-footed. Tel Granado 59 was closed until 11:30 yesterday morning. I couldn't get there, and it only took me 1 hour, 25 minutes to get home on Monday, and I only slid sideways on ice six different times. Hmm. He's going to lose his Man of the People title out here wanting people to get hurt.
Who is that?
Michael Connor.
Hmm.
Here's the thing. You're not the people John is talking about. You're just a radio host. John doesn't care about radio hosts unless he got them into the business, and then they don't care about him. This is what you need to...
That's inside.
This is what you need to know. John's trying to be a man of the people by doing a show for people who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
You don't... Michael, he doesn't consider you people. He doesn't consider other hosts
human.
He's
not a person?
He doesn't consider hosts human.
Who?
You don't think of other hosts.
No, we're like robots. I mean, well, at least we are. We show up, even on days like holidays, we come in. It doesn't matter if it's raining.
MLK Day?
We came in.
John was supposed to go to the... You were supposed to go to the...
I was going to the parade, but I had work that morning, and then they called it off anyway. But listen, it doesn't matter. Rain, sleet, snow. We're like mailmen. We're going to be there.
Not these... Not mailmen of today. Mailmen of like 20 years ago.
Yeah, they
work less now. So... Michael Connor said he slipped and slid on the way home six times. Seems feels like an exaggeration, but maybe it's the case.
Six feels high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I imagine that after two or three, he might have just stopped driving. But who knows? He said 59 was closed on the way in. That's why he didn't come in. Surface streets aren't open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, apparently the only way to get here, every other road was closed.
Hey, Waze shows you different ways to get there.
I don't know if you've heard of it. I've heard of this new app. Or just know your city, since you've lived here all your life. Maybe you know how
Westheimer,
to get there when 59 is closed.
Westheimer basically stretches to California. At some point, you can just get on Westheimer and drive in.
And it's perpendicular to I-10 all the way.
It just runs, So, and 59, just Westheimer's just always there for you. You can always get to Westheimer.
Where does he live?
He's out in Richmond.
Richmond? Yeah. No, there are other ways other than 59 to come.
Also, helicopter?
There's a helipad here?
You could land on a roof.
I mean,
do they recommend that?
No. Well,
Uber, you could have just.
You can't. They closed the ramps here.
They did. So you have to park on level one or in the parking garage. I don't fault Michael Connor for being fearful. If he did slide six times, once again, feels
scary.
Feels like an exaggeration. But don't use 59 was closed.
Yeah.
Unless every other street was closed.
You could have used I-10. You could have taken Grand Parkway over to I-10 and then done it. Would it take you 2 hours to get in? Yeah.
No. That wouldn't take 2 hours to get in. No. Or you just go.
There was no one on the road.
Oh, yeah. No one was on the roadway.
Yeah. There was nobody out there.
You could have driven really fast.
And Michael Mee taking a flew. Yeah, that would have been, smart. Michael Mee taking apart your argument is mostly because you said I was the one you want to fight.
Yeah. And, well, of the three of us, everybody would bump that.
No, they said they didn't want to fight you because you're old. That's what they said. No, I didn't say those words.
Sean Meigs would.
That's what they say.
I'm going to be honest.
When, in fact, they get to ask.
I can only take them out. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was an animal. I'll be honest. I think Sean Meigs would fight dirty. Sean looks like just kind of a friendly
Yeah, but guess
guy.
What? That hair would be a big disadvantage for him because it's coming.
You're going to pull his hair?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Pull his hair, kick him
I've
in the nuts.
I've learned that from Twitter. Sean and I have learned that from watching fight videos on Twitter.
Yeah.
It goes to hair pull almost immediately.
Yeah,
even for guys?
And whoever wins the hair pull, not with guys so much, but whoever wins the hair pull wins the fight.
Well, Sean's got
simple.
He's got Cam Rising
hair.
Hair
like girls have.
I was going to say Cam Rising hair, but okay.
Okay. All right.
I don't think you want any problems with Josh Beard.
No, he's a weightlifter.
You don't want, because remember what happened with the wrestler?
Hit stick and move. Stick and
remember what happened with the wrestler?
Yeah, no.
He is a linebacker and wrestler.
If Josh Beard gets on top, you're in trouble.
I think he's a wrestler because he's got that strength.
Yeah, no. But of the two of them, yeah, I'd fight Michael Connor.
Well, you may get your chance.
Yeah.
Because he seems very upset about being... Right. You know, called out. He said, I've been doing radio for 18 years. I know what a slip screen is.
Jim Irsay was reportedly found in his bed unresponsive and turning blue from an overdose in December. A report is out.
Was it overdose that they found?
I think police are calling it an overdose. Police were called, and he was unresponsive at his house. I mean, he could have been in a alcohol coma. We don't know, but apparently he was found unresponsive by police, gasping for air during a suspended overdose in December. Dude's an enthusiast now. An enthusiast.
That's interesting. My wife sent me that story and she sent me a screenshot of it. I didn't get to read it, but yeah, that's a little scary to read that for a guy who has had issues with substance abuse.
Yep. After apparently they used Narcan, a drug commonly used to revive people in opiate overdose situations, and he responded slightly. Huh.
And that was in December.
Yeah. When police arrived on the scene, they say Irsay had been moved to his bed where he was struggling to breathe and had a weak pulse and constricted pupils. Man, dude, he really needs to ease up on that, really? I mean, to the point where he's had issues. Is this something that the league has to step in on?
Well, I don't know. Like, this is the first time I'm hearing it.
Yeah, no, I know.
I don't know that.
But it's not the first time Jim Irsay's had drugs.
Well,
a drug issue.
They can't step in on it. He hasn't done anything illegal. But you need to get him.
It's
not illegal.
If it's illegal drugs,
it's a personal choice you made.
If it's illegal drugs,
But they're not going to do anything other than maybe try to get him some help. But it sounds like he needs help. If this is another case of drugs, yeah, it sounds like he needs plenty of help.
Yeah. So anyway, they first found him on the floor, moved him to the bed, and then paramedics came and took over life-saving efforts. Overdose, they classified the incident in the docs as both overdose and overdose poisoning. So, no, I think the league does step in. I think, you know what, if you can't control yourself, this is not what we want an NFL owner to be doing, is ODing.
What do you do?
It's a really bad look. Listen, if a player does...
But what do you do?
I look at the guys that have been suspended for drugs in the past, players. I mean, why wouldn't you do for the owner?
They tested. Well,
no, but if you get caught, like...
But he was in his own home. I don't really think there is anything they can do.
How many times was the Browns wide receiver, what the hell's his name? Was
Josh Gordon?
Josh Gordon.
Well, he tested positive. He was...
Well, yeah,
he
but
had
he was a
very specific...
Well-known drug addict, much like Irsay.
Well, no... There was literally, they had legal standing. They had collectively bargained standing is why he couldn't do it, because he had all these issues.
Okay.
I'm not saying – I understand what you're saying.
If you have the rule for the players.
But what
the
rule?
The owner should have the – the rule is no illegal drugs.
Okay, but no, so what – does he get suspended?
I don't, maybe – is this something that you might – this is not a first. This is not a first for him. Maybe it's – hey,
are you
going to
be able to,
sell the team?
Do you have the – they're not going to make a guy sell a team because he has a – well, okay, so if a guy's a multi-time – if he's an alcoholic, do they have to sell teams? You don't want to go down that slope.
Well,
that's a if you are drinking, if you are an alcoholic,
well, they,
and you continue
they
to drink.
Richardson to sell the team because he was weird. Yeah, rub my feet guy.
Yeah, the sexual stuff. I don't think you can have if so alcoholics have to sell their team too. If he got a prescription,
how many DUIs would it take? DUIs would it take for the league to go?
I don't know that it's easy to force somebody to. I don't know that it's easy to force somebody to sell a team.
No, it's not easy, obviously, but is it if you're going, I mean, I could see where the Players Association would be going, hey, you know, this guy is, you're going to talk about us and our, and if we have a problem, Josh Gordon is a perfect example. You kicked him out of the league. You're not going to do anything about this?
Josh Gordon couldn't pass drug tests that were collectively bargained by both sides.
Well,
Josh Gordon shouldn't have been allowed to play. Well, actually, kicked him out of the league, they gave him six chances.
Right.
It's the exact opposite.
They
gave him every chance in the world.
Well, but they have a rule in place where they finally said that's enough. And what's the rule on an
owner? Is there a rule that you're tarnishing the shield?
Yes.
Is there a rule?
Now, that's what I'm saying. He hasn't hit that yet.
Ooh.
He hasn't?
No, I don't think so.
He's getting there.
This is something that was not even known publicly until PFF just...
Well,
now PFF,
it's known.
Pro Football Talk just put that out there.
So how many incidents?
But it is there a what's the difference?
Is there a toxicology report? Have you seen one?
No, but we got a paramedic report that says he was ODing.
Well, they believe that to be the case.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, I don't think the league
anything. If in fact he was, though, and I don't care when we found it out. We found out ODing, and if he was ODing.
If this is a prescription, here's the problem you have. If this is a prescription that was written by a doctor, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for them to, like, he didn't do anything to embarrass the league from a standpoint of, this is a personal issue that he has, right? He has an addiction issue. They don't make people, I'm assuming he has an addiction issue. They don't make people sell the team for addiction issues. Mm. They don't kick people out of everything for addiction.
I'm not sure
about that. Try to get you help.
Well, either that or if you can't help anymore, like Josh Gordon, we kick you out.
How many times? Okay, Josh Gordon got help six times.
Yeah.
Have they done that for Jim Irsay?
Well, no. I don't know. This is a few now. He's got a few instances
I agree.
On the books.
He clearly has an issue, I would say. He clearly has an issue. But they're going to get him help. They're not going to just force him into selling a team. That's not going to happen.
Well,
I don't know what you can do with an owner.
Yeah, well, that's the question.
I don't know. You can suspend him from the premises, which is, I think, the most.
Well, they've already done that.
You're not going to take money away. Yeah, but you could do it for a whole year. But I don't think this is an addiction. Everything that every sports league has ever done is they try to get you help. Josh Gordon, they didn't just kick him out of the league. They got him help, and then they let him come back. There was always a comeback, a comeback. Their whole thing is getting help and bringing you back. They don't look at addiction as something that is, they look at it as a human flaw that they can help you with, or not a flaw, but you know what I mean.
Right.
They're going to look to get him help is what they're going to do.
Well, yeah.
But this is shocking to hear this because he has had, not shocking, but he's had issues in the past.
Yes, absolutely has. And, you know, it is. You can't embarrass the shield. That's where this is headed.
So,
dude is.
And we're asking questions about what he was on. Police say in the docs, an attempt to wake him from a sternum rub was unsuccessful. They added, though, that after administering one dosage of Narcan, a drug commonly used to revive people in opiate overdose situations, he responded slightly. So,
pain medicine.
Yeah, it could be that or it could be something more salacious. But I think, to you guys going back and forth, the point Lance is making, there is no rule in place outside of you're embarrassing us. What can we do about this to get you out of here?
Right.
So what does the level of embarrassment have to be?
We'd have to find
racism. Racism, sexual misconduct are the two big ones. It's not going to be a personal demon.
Well, it depends. Personal if demons it's, if aren't it's the illegal ones. Drugs as opposed to a
well,
prescription
all of
drug.
Them are, yeah.
No, if it's, as opposed to a prescription drug where he misused it or whatever the case may be. But if he's taking illegal drugs again, which he was doing in the past, now you're getting to the point of embarrassment.
Well, if it's hard, if it's hard drugs,
yeah.
But they're still going to look at it as we need to help get this person help because that's how the league looks at it. Yep. They're not just going to throw him out there and then he overdoses and dies and then everyone's like, oh, the league should have got him help. You know, they didn't help the guy. The guy clearly was asking, you know, clearly needed help, and they didn't. All they did was force him to sell his team. It's just selling team is not going to, unless it's sexual misconduct or racism, boy, you got to go a long way to before they start making, that's a slippery slope. If you're an addict and they make you sell the team because of that, that's a very slippery slope.
We'll see. We'll see what happens with him. It just came out now, so we'll be hearing more about this, that's for sure. Time to talk about Chastain Ford, okay? You want to talk about that? There's no slippery slope there. These people are the best. There's no hidden fees. They're just not doing that. They just love. They love to get you that car, and they've been loving to get you those cars and those trucks the way exactly the way you want it for 80 plus years in the city of Houston. They're the best with businesses. And here's that'll tell you the number one commercial Ford dealer in the city of Houston. That'll tell you about what businesses think of you. They only care about the bottom line. They want the best vehicle that they can possibly get. They want to customize exactly how they want it for their purposes. And they want it to want the service that is second to none. And you get all of those. Get it at the price that you want. Get it customized exactly as you want it. And get the service when you need it. And that's what Chastain Ford does. I've had my truck serviced over there. It can't be any better than what they do. I've got the best price that I possibly could. I got it at the price that I could handle myself every single time. You're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck. There's one place in this city to go, and that's Chastain Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Or you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dracula Flow.
I'm Dracula. I'm 12 million years old. I have more perks than there are stars in the Leo cluster.
Yo, what up? This Wyclef with Mary J. The girls with my acoustic guitars. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Would you party with Ursay, or does he take it a little too far? That time I think he took it too far, but I'd like to party with him one time.
General,
although
you
he
would?
Does have a problem, so I don't think that'd be... That's probably not sensitive enough of me. But, you know, if he doesn't take it too far...
It's not sensitive enough by me.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Interesting. If the NBA can ban Donald Sterling for his comments in his home, the NFL can do something about Ursay.
Nope.
It's different.
It's racism. Different.
It's racism. That's,
plus,
it
he
different.
Also had the slumlord thing in his background. Yeah. I think that Donald Sterling, just as a matter of legal principle, would probably got screwed over there. But he wasn't a good dude. But the NBA also is one of those, like, you know, the NBA rolls differently than the NFL. And...
Oh yeah,
racism's different than an addiction.
Yep.
They're just not going to treat it the same.
Weren't the conditions more dangerous in the morning when John and Lance were driving in?
Yeah.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, yesterday afternoon, there were no issues whatsoever.
I slid sideways seven times, and I still got here.
Seven?
I drove all the way in down Richmond sideways.
And you still
the whole
made
thing
it.
Looked
some
like
of it
Tokyo
backwards.
Drift. I was drifting basically the entire way
if you guys
in.
Don't know where this is coming from, there is now a feud between John and Michael Connor because John poo-pooed Michael Connor. Well, he's got a feud with you. John poo-pooed Michael Connor's excuses for not doing the show in studio yesterday.
I wasn't poo-pooing it. Just
yeah,
said
felt like you did.
You poo-pooed.
If you be soft, then soft.
Felt like you poo-pooed
you poo-pooed his excuses, and Michael Connor responded through Lance. And now Michael Connor's apparently soft, according to both of them now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be... If you're going to be dedicated to the cause and to the team,
mm-hmm.
right? A great teammate like myself.
Like yourself, because as if the Cabo Cup isn't coming up.
Great, great teammates. But what the Cabo Cup has nothing to do with being
dedicated to the team.
Yeah.
Because I believe your reason.
I might even do the shows from there.
Not if the Texans don't win.
That?
Well, yeah.
All why right. would I have to do a show
so
if the Texans don't win?
All so, right, Joan, the show... Teacher, principal?
I would say she's the show conscience.
Okay.
I'm the conscience.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Yes,
not
I am.
She said addiction is not a personal choice. It is not. You cannot control yourself. Very simply, it can take up to a full year for your brain chemistry and dopamine effect to change. It is a daily process to go through. Well, no, I recognize. Yeah, I don't think anyone's saying that. But what I'm saying is, yeah, this is something that he's got to get help with. Well, and the league will make sure he gets help if that's what they need. Somebody took a picture of Paul and just said "attack me" in his clothes yesterday, and his hands like this.
Thanks to John.
I didn't.
You said what did you say? His outfit
he
suggested
was weird that he wanted to be attacked. He was
his outfit
he wanted
yells,
to be attacked.
No, or? He said his outfit screams "attack me."
Yeah.
Not like that.
What else? What else could it be then?
Not like
you
not,
mean. You meant like pay attention to
not,
me.
Not yes.
Is that what you meant?
That's what
look
I meant.
At me.
Look at me. Look.
Let's
look,
clean it up. Look, not attack.
Yeah, not attack.
Look at me. Attack me with your eyes.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly what.
There
I meant.
It is. Attack me with your eyes.
Okay. Here are the best bets this week by. Well, I don't care who it is. Texans plus 9.
You get nervous that everyone likes the Texans and the points?
No, I'm not nervous about that at all.
Okay.
I am just amazed. It'll be interesting to see where the money is. I think it's probably going to be pretty split. I think it is because the Ravens are.
If the number comes down, so I've seen it down to. KJ said he's seen minus 7 come down to 7. I've seen.
No.
Very reputable sites. I've seen 8.5 right now, but regardless, it means money's coming in on the. The Texans, it'll get to a point where I think the other side
which
comes back.
Which do you like
the other
more,
side.
Texans plus 9, Packers plus 10?
Texans plus 9.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably just not giving Packers the respect they deserve.
Although the
I mean, they beat the brakes off the last two opponents.
Yeah, the 49ers, listen, the Packers have played good football second half of the season. And the 49ers have kind of fallen off some. Of course, there were injuries. Debo was hurt. Trent Williams was hurt. There were some injuries, and that certainly hurt them offensively. No question.
They were healthy when the Ravens beat the brakes off them.
I don't know. I kind of like the Packers plus 10.
Maybe so.
You know?
Maybe so. I just.
The Ravens have been dominant in the second half.
They just,
dominant.
Yeah, I know. They just haven't turned me into a believer yet, the Packers. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe I should have. Maybe they've done enough and I'm just not, you know, and I'm just going to have a bias against them until they beat the 49ers. And so, even then,
and listen,
I'll say, I think that,
you know, the 49ers had to play, although they did rest a lot of guys in the last week, right? And the Ravens haven't played in 3 weeks. I think that plays into it a little bit. I think that could play into it a little bit. If they start slow, it may be, you know, hey, they had too much time off. And even Lamar said, he said, I wish we'd have played last week. We were red hot. We were playing really good football. I wanted to play last week. And, you know, I could certainly see it. We've seen division teams. We've seen the number one seeds kind of stumble because they've had too much time off. Buccaneers and Lions over 48.5. You like it?
No. I liked it. I loved it with the Rams. I have a feeling that this game is going to be a little tighter. They're playing better defensively. The Tampa Bay Bucs are. And I think Baker Mayfield is going to run into a little tougher matchup against the pass rush of the Lions. So I kind of like under a little bit.
You like the under in this one?
A little bit.
I like the over. I like that bet. I like that. And Bills money line.
Yeah, I love the Bills.
You like the Bills?
Yeah, I love the Bills. It's minus 2.5, but I'd rather play money line.
They still make mistakes, though.
And they do.
And you know what? This is Josh Allen's.
See, I like that teaser because you get them to 3. You get them to the Bills plus 3.5.
Minus 3.5. Minus 3.
No, on a teaser if you get 6 points the other way. Yeah. So Bills would be plus 3.5 and then take San Francisco down, but then it'd be like 3.5, minus 3.5. So, you know, maybe you play a 6.5-point teaser, bring it up a little bit. But I just think the Bills right now are
play the Texans, they're that plus team. 15
this is not Kansas City's year. It's not their year. And the Bills are playing good football. Kansas City's not playing great football. I just think the Bills have too much for them.
This will be interesting. Patrick Mahomes is better in the postseason. This is Josh Allen's bugaboo, is this team. He can't get past them. It is at home for a change, so that's different. But, yeah, and the Chiefs haven't played that well, but then they put in that cold, they put up that effort against the Dolphins.
And really, the thing is, the Chiefs, this is their best defense. Defenses generally travel, unless you're the Browns. And so Josh Allen's that offense was Josh Allen and pretty much Josh Allen himself against Pittsburgh, which sometimes is enough. But he's going to go against a really good defense, and Spags is really good. So it is their best shot because it's at home. Unfortunately for them, they see probably the best defense that they've ever seen with the Chiefs.
Yep. All right. Hey, I got Houston Glover from TPC Industrial with us here. And listen, this is a public service announcement because galvanized and PVC material is out there at TPC Industrial. With all this cold weather, pipes bust and water lines are found leaking. You guys, you got it right now, right, for these big businesses?
Yeah, we've got hundreds of foot of galvanized pipe and standard schedules and extra heavy schedules. I've also got PVC and CPVC fittings up to 4 inch here. So come and get it.
So if you are on a job right now and this cold is affecting any of the pipes or anything that you could possibly need, then TPC Industrial is here for you. You guys have been doing this for a while, and listen, if you can hear us right, you can get you guys will go there.
Yes, sir. We'll deliver all across Houston, Beaumont, into Lake Charles, and all the way out to New Mexico. So wherever it gets cold at, we're here for you.
That's right. Absolutely. And hey, listen. Valves, fittings, flanges, forged steel, couplings, hoses. You guys are the official flange provider of the John and Lance show. So we really appreciate you there. Nobody does flanges like they do at TPC Industrial. Give them a call, 346-226-3866. Visit them online at tpcindl.com. You are a big business. You need PVF, hose, fitting industry, all of this, and you're in the gas and oil industry. Let's go. These guys are here for you. TPCINDL.com. Thanks, Houston.
Thanks, John. Have a great day, buddy.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. Oh, it's you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So this is our last segment before News of the Weird. So biggest regret for each AFC team. Expensive moves, costly for the Bills, Browns, and Broncos. Signing Von Miller, the Bills signed him to a six-year, $120 million contract. No, that has been bad. The Dolphins' biggest regret this year, Dell? They say losing to the Titans in Week 14.
Yeah, Lance and I talked about it. I guess he saw it yesterday and brought it up. It's true. I mean, if we're going by what Daniel Jeremiah said, I talked about yesterday, that the Dolphins are built to play in certain weather, and they lost. Their playoff hopes ended when they lost to Tennessee. I think he pointed to Buffalo, but even before that, they could have beat Tennessee, had a 2-touchdown lead about 5 minutes ago. You could have rested against Buffalo, had the 2 seed, and taken your shot. You lose that game in a wild way, and then we saw what happened the rest of the way. So I would agree. I mean, it changed the complexion of their season. No guarantee they win,
but
you have a home game.
As opposed to
going to Kansas City.
Whoa. You're playing the Steelers?
Possibly. I don't know.
Or the Bills. No, you would have played the Bills.
Yeah, how it broke down, they would still play the Bills, but the Bills would have had to win. Actually, the Bills wouldn't even have to win because the Titans lost. But they would have rested their guys and then played a game.
You ain't winning without your pass rushers, though. It's too hard to beat these quarterbacks without better pass rushers.
Sure, but it's a home game as opposed to going to Kansas City. Yeah.
Biggest regret by the Broncos, Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. The Chiefs not acquiring a star wide receiver in the offseason.
These are all ones that seem pretty
obvious.
When the season was going on. The Bills, I mean, but some of the decisions, deciding you're going to buy, you're already in with Russell Wilson. So I don't know what you could have done, but I don't think bringing Sean Payton in was necessarily a mistake.
No, I don't think so either. They were close to the playoffs this year.
They got better. Yeah.
Hiring Josh McDaniels for the Raiders.
Yeah, but that wasn't this year.
Giving Brandon Staley one more year.
They do that this year?
Well, they did it. Yeah, there was talk about him not coming back last offseason.
Yeah, after the collapse against the Jags.
Yeah, remember that collapse? The Texans, what do you think theirs is?
Is Jalen Hurts giving him the contract? Probably not. What is the Eagles?
The Eagles?
Because you had to give Jalen that contract.
This is the AFC we're on.
Yeah. Well, they have every division.
They got the other one, too. What do you think the Texans was?
I already know it. It's not going with Devin Singleton earlier, which I would agree with.
Devin Singletary, yeah.
Yeah, Singletary, I meant.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yep. Sounds about right.
Would you have won more games?
Probably not.
No.
But there's not a lot of regrets the Texans should have, to be honest with you.
No, I mean, that's your biggest regret.
Blocking with Tank Dell?
That's the biggest regret.
Yeah, the biggest regret. Yes. There it is. What? Using Tank Dell to scoop out of safety on the goal line.
Yep. That's the biggest regret. By far to me. I mean, what if you... What if you still had Tank Dell?
Yeah, it's not even close.
No, that's it.
It's definitely the biggest regret.
Yep. You saw this. The Colts running Anthony Richardson the way they did.
I didn't see. No, I didn't look at anyone else, just us.
So Doug Peterson wasting 2 years of Trevor Lawrence's career. Actually, Doug Peterson came in here and actually turned Trevor Lawrence around last year.
Yeah, but
this year,
the assumption is that everyone's holding Trevor Lawrence back. So, of course, they're going to be wasting.
Yeah, at what point is it Trevor Lawrence's fault?
Well, I guess we'll have to find out.
He needs more help. Well, he needs more this. Well, he needs this. Well, he needs this. At some point, if you're a great quarterback, guess what you don't need? Everything else to be perfect. That's not the sign of a great quarterback. The greatest quarterbacks don't need everything to be perfect for them.
You look at him. I mean, he came in a year later, but Justin Herbert's the same way.
Yeah.
People believe he's being held back. Now he'll be on his third head coach, so it'll be time. I mean, I guess at some point they'll both catch it if it still goes trending the way it's trending. But we'll have to see. I mean, Doug Peterson is a Super Bowl champion, known for offense. But it's his problem that Trevor Lawrence isn't living up to expectations.
They got the Patriots ruining Mac Jones' development.
Well, that started last year.
Yeah, I mean, when you got
the assumption is
you got a DC as your OC.
It seems like the Patriots have a bunch of them you could point to.
Yeah, but
bringing back Bill O'Brien,
why is that true? I mean, is there in any world that Mac Jones would be a good starting quarterback right now?
Well, he was a pretty good one as a rookie.
He was probably a top 14 type quarterback as a rookie. Yeah. And he has not been close since. Actually, he hasn't been close since like the last five or six games.
The assumption
of
he is going to get better, and he hasn't gotten better. He's only gotten worse.
The Eagles saw now Matt Patricia's.
He was a 1 year quarterback,
supposedly a defensive guy, but they saw what Matt Patricia did to Mac Jones, and then they thought Matt Patricia would be their savior on defense. They like, hey, we know he ruined that guy. Let's bring him here and see if he can save our defense.
Yeah, but he ruined a quarterback.
Yeah, but
he didn't ruin a defense.
Understood. But they brought him in to be the savior, and they have been worse. Matt Patricia's had a bad run. He had a bad run in Detroit. Had a bad run with Mac Jones. Now he's with the Eagles.
Can't win in Detroit, though.
Yes, you can.
No.
No, I'm looking at it right now.
Well, you can't. It's impossible to win in Detroit.
No, it's clearly not.
Huh. Well, but that's not on Matt Patricia.
What is on Matt Patricia?
Why make him a... You had Matt Patricia out of place, okay? That's on you.
The Eagles have him in place.
You have a special defensive line.
All that time that he lost his...
Maybe Matt Patricia's just not a good coach.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No matter what side of the ball it is.
Yeah, maybe.
And the Cleveland Browns trading for Deshaun Watson.
But that happened...
Well, right. It's continuing this year.
Yeah, some of these is cheat. This is an article he wanted to do for 2 years.
Yeah, right.
This already happened. You can't say that one.
Well, no. What they regret
this year? Oh, well, then, the Texans. No, it's Kenyon Green.
I think it's Tank Dell still.
It may still be, but Kenyon Green looks like a wasted pick. You want me to go find some players
Juice Scruggs. I mean, I think, and you got Shaq Mason. I think you're okay at guard.
You have done with that first round pick?
Well, yeah. What you gonna do with that first round pick, though?
That's not how that goes. What are you gonna do with that first round pick, though?
Yeah.
No.
you do?
It's a whole different thing.
What'd you do with that first round pick, though?
Okay, so the Texans took Kenyon Green. Would you have liked to have? Here's right after him: Jahan Dotson, Zion Johnson, Treylon Burks, Trevor Penning.
No. Maybe Zion
Kenny
Johnson.
Pickett.
No.
Okay, Trent McDuffie.
Yes, Trent McDuffie would be nice. But you just
Clay took, Walker.
But you just took Stingley.
How is Clay Walker drafted by the? By
Quay.
The oh, okay.
But you just
Kyrie Elam? No. Tyler Smith? Yes. But no one was drafting him that early. Yeah, it was tough. Like, the only other guy was Zion Johnson that you probably would have considered there. Zion Johnson over Kenyon Green. But these other guys, Pickett, Penning, Burks, Trent McDuffie, I like that a lot.
Yeah, but you just drafted a corner with the third pick. So you weren't taking another
one. You needed
one
a bunch of them.
13.
You could have.
Double 15. Up.
You could have.
Yeah, no. So, anyway, okay, we got to break it here, and we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Love that. News of the Weird coming your way. Right now, what's not weird is ProDunk Hoops. ProDunk.com. Keith Tate makes the best goal. This is not even arguable. I can't even imagine going home with that box store goal, because you go to the box stores and you see the goals there, and you put sand in the base, and the thing rattles all the time. Every basket, it's rattling around. The ball can't get through the net because it's rattling. That's terrible, Dad. Nobody's going to want to play on that. Nobody likes that. You can't even reach the goal. It's a 10-foot goal that's stationary. You can't move it. Well, this goal is the best. Raise it up and down with just a push of the and it's it, and it's move, and it's awesome. And the kids want to play, and the kids love to dunk, and it's just, mom will love it because of the curb appeal. You're going to love it because the kids are outside and having fun. You're going to love it because your kids are getting more athletic and then possible. I'm not saying they're going to get a scholarship. I'm just saying they're not going to get one playing games inside because they can't play outside. They'll love this goal, and you'll love buying it for them at ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN97.5.com. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird.
John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
Well, this has been out there, and Fox News, as a matter of fact, put it out there, that the government is using Taylor Swift to lure voters to vote Democrat. And the Pentagon has come out and denied the charges. Yeah, Fox News anchor Jesse Waters suggested she's a psyop for the Pentagon.
Using Taylor Swift for votes.
To tell people, to young voters, to get out there and vote, and they vote Democrat.
So who is she telling it? So who's this?
Oh, they also
said. Is the NFL?
He also claimed Louis Armstrong, Nina Simone, Elvis Presley, and Michael Jackson were also used by the government to get them out to vote.
Were they hatched? Like, what was her name from Stranger Things 7 or?
Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah, what was
you mean, but 7?
Whatever her character's name.
Well, I guess
were they
kind of
like
her.
Hatched in a lab, and did they have handlers? I thought Michael Jackson Joe Jackson just gave him the business.
So instead of convincing people to vote for you, the goal is to say these are plants that Democrats are using?
Democrats are using.
I didn't know what
Yeah, they're using Taylor Swift to win the election.
To get the young people.
Yes.
So why wouldn't you just campaign to the young people and convince them that you're the better option?
Well, they're using allegedly they got Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce together, and now Travis Kelce is doing
vaccine
commercials. Yeah.
So I thought that was personal choice.
Democrat.
No, but what I'm saying,
I thought that was personal choice.
He
doesn't even have. I've never heard him talk politics once.
But apparently,
he's doing vaccine.
A Democrat thing.
You don't need to.
That's the Democrat thing. Vaccine.
When I see Taylor Swift, I didn't know what the politics. I said, how is Taylor Swift's? I saw she had somehow been politicized. I wasn't really sure how.
No, that's it.
But
Pentagon has actually come out and commented.
So we can politicize showing a celebrity on TV in football, not basketball, where they show celebrities
the NFL
all the time.
Is a Democrat
but I have seen people do it with UFC also.
That's true.
With who's at the ringside of UFC fights? I'm like, celebrities at sporting events are the oldest thing in the whole world.
But John, let me ask you a question. Mm. And instead of
is John a psyop?
Probably. Instead of suggesting this grand conspiracy, why not just convince young people to vote for you, Republicans?
It's not how that works.
Because young people don't vote Republicans.
You have to
why
trick
not?
Because they don't have any money.
So the only reason you should vote Republican
they're
is
not conservative. They want Joe Biden in office so that they get everything for free from the government.
So why don't you have policies that would entice young people to vote for you?
Because you believe in your own policies.
No,
not young people giving young people everything for free.
I'm just thinking, like, if you want young people to vote for you, campaign to them and show them why your party's better for them.
It's not better for them. It's much better for
well,
them
there it is.
For Democrats.
Well, then they shouldn't vote for
they
you.
Give you everything.
Well, they shouldn't vote for you then. There it is.
That's
so
it.
Stop talking about psyops. And,
right.
and they right. should. You're telling them they shouldn't vote for you.
Listen,
but how did Taylor Swift get involved in this?
Always. And then they grow up and they make money and they turn Republican.
Not all,
but
not
how did
all
Taylor
people.
Swift get put in this when she's just trying to dance?
Yeah, dance to the
what
to
is
the,
she?
To the vibe.
She's got the, she's the biggest influencer
for,
in the world.
At football
but she's
games?
Clapping at a football game. What is
no,
she doing?
That's not it. Oh, no, they're not saying just her NFL. She's saying what she does. She
What's
works
she doing?
For them. She gets young people to vote for Demick for Joe Biden.
Where is she doing this?
She's doing this at her concerts.
What?
And it's
really?
All subliminal.
Yeah. I watched the Eras tour with my daughter on the movie because I've told her I basically bought her a ticket to a Taylor Swift concert.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's not. She's not, like, no, you don't.
You didn't fool her.
Basically. And I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything political
see
in there.
It. Well, maybe you missed it. It's subliminal.
Well,
how about this?
Wow.
A frisky OnlyFans farmer is making six figures milking cows in a bikini.
Actual
0% chance there was a man doing it and that women were paying.
No, it's a woman. It's a woman.
What would happen if my Uncle Lloyd, God rest his soul, recently passed away?
What's he look like?
What would happen? Not an OnlyFans person.
Well,
what would have happened in his prime if Uncle Lloyd was out there milking cows?
What's it look like, sweaty and in overalls?
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Nobody, his women
know
better.
I don't
want to
see her doing it either. If
well,
you want
it
to know
because
be women,
know better.
It wouldn't be women, Lance.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. What, a woman milking cow?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Imagine that. Men are, there's
men
people paid
see
for
that.
That.
Yeah. Right.
If she makes six figures?
She makes
six. See, I'm just going to tell you now, I would not care if my wife was milking cows and people were doing whatever they wanted. If this brings six figures into the family, whatever.
A doctor,
now, you don't, now, we're keeping the chat off.
Did we do this one? A doctor was suspended for punching a patient in the face during surgery. Here, I'm going to show you. The dude he's doing this. The video's not playing. But while he's doing this, the patient moved, and he punched him right in the face. Do you want your doctor punching you in the face while he's performing surgery?
He got suspended.
He did get suspended.
By his dental team or
it's
doctor
not, well,
team.
Well, he was a doctor. Apparently in India, there's a pregnant job service. Well, not really, because it actually conned men. There was a Facebook posting that said, "You will be paid to impregnate women."
Okay.
But you have to send us.
Nick Cannon.
You need to send us a donation to the company for all the processes, everything that you're going
the
to.
The testing
and
all that stuff.
All of the stuff that we're going to have to do. And then, oh, by the way, they got away with a lot.
So the premise is, you're going to pay me to have sex with women and impregnate them.
Right.
But
troll
we're going to need you.
And this happened in India?
In India.
The home of the troll farms.
Yeah.
It got somebody.
And are there pictures of the women I get to impregnate on the website?
Oh, well, what do you think they look
Did
like?
Did they offer him 0% APR for a Discover card?
Over the next couple of weeks, he was asked to fork out over 16,000 rupees to 20,000 rupees to obtain more court documents, 4,500 as safety deposit, 7,998 rupees as goods and services tax. So he had to pay a bunch in order to, well, you need that safety deposit and court document money Otherwise, we're not going to be able to do this for you. Yeah. And then it turned out there was no impregnating women. The first interstellar tourism campaign is out there. So apparently they are sending out into space. They're sending out an interstellar travel advertisement. You know what they're advertising?
What?
Visit Lexington, Kentucky. Do you think aliens want to visit Lexington, Kentucky?
Well, is Ashley Judd going to be there?
But by the time they get there, not sure.
Well, space travel. Weird. I mean, maybe they can get there really, really fast.
Well, are we still going after Ashley
Judd? I'm just trying to figure out what would be the appeal. Kentucky basketball?
Maybe. Come see Lex. Oh, what about all the horses there?
Do you ever see
the races?
Who says, what about the all the breeding? People that get sucked up into the... They get abducted, and they're always talking about anal probes and all. It's always the most country people. I don't know if Lexington is super country, but probably outside of Lexington is. I don't. That's just a generalization based on my understanding of Kentucky through, television. But my guess is you could run into some people where the probing happens.
High-level
probers.
You think they want to find people to probe, and that's why they're sending them to Lexington?
What, on television, that's what I've noticed.
9:57, we're done. Paul Gallant is next. Let's see what he's wearing. What was Paul wearing? Okay. I probably had an HR violation or two while we were doing the show today. I might have.
You might have.
But here's the deal.
Do you want to apologize to Paul?
I'm apologizing to him now so HR and P doesn't come after me. But here's the deal, is if you have a problem, an HR problem like me at your business, well, then all you need is HR&P. You need to have HR&P take care of this business. And by the way, we've had plenty of HR problems here at the station, and HR&P is always there for us. So don't take care of the HR yourself, because you might make a mistake. And if you make a mistake in HR, it could cost you a lot of money, a lot more than HR&P is going to be charging you to do it. Here's the deal, is your company is growing. You need an HR company. You need a payroll company. You need a company that's going to give you the best chance to make as much money as you possibly can and not worry about those things that you don't know anything about. You don't know anything about payroll. You don't know anything about the Affordable Care Act. You don't know anything about taxes. You don't know anything about HR. Don't try to be an expert. They're the experts. HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.com on the Chase Long.
I've got a Chase Long in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
Bye, bitch.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.